Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Lex, Duggan, Acaster here. Just giving you a little tip. I reckon you should go to Wicksteed Park in Kettering and have yourselves a brilliant day out. Report back to me. Tell me what it's like. James Acaster.
Well, Duggan, we are finally in the car. Doing what?
We're driving to a petrol station.
Oh, I wanted this to be like a big, like, it's finally series two.
And I wanted you to say it because you were so excited, so I'd let you. So there you go. We're series two, Laura.
Yay! So we've actually switched cars now. Will, what's going on?
I'm in the back of the car, Laura's in the front, and in the driving seat is chauffeur extraordinaire, technological wizard, my mum, Janet, giving us a lift down.
Hello.
Yay. Why are we getting a lift then, Will? So we're going to Wicksteed Park. I've dropped in on the Tuggins. I've had a lovely cup of tea. I've sat in a conservatory-esque living room with a lovely turquoise colour splash
Laura,
to it.
It's called The Folly. It's called The Folly. We call it The Folly because I think it was a waste of money.
No, it was lovely.
Mum, please. So there's a car park at Wicksteeds, but my mum's going to drop us off so we can A, not pay for parking, it's been a tough year, and B, we can walk in through the lake and Laura can experience Wicksteed for the first time, because obviously we're near my mum's and dad's house, I've been here many, many times. So I want Laura to see, like Laura, for example, look over to your left, see a green building, all that stuff over there, that's my school.
I didn't know you went to school.
I did. That was quite nasty.
It was nasty, I'm sorry. Okay, well, let's go to Wicksteed. Well, we're out of the car now. I'm on a lovely bridge, so we're not in Wicksteed Park yet.
No, we're on the outskirts of Wicksteed Park. We're on Barton Road. The bridge we're going is over the River Eyes, which is a river in Kettering. And the
rivers have eyes.
Very nice. Though, of course, it's spelled speaking of eyes, the heat has made my right eyelid sweat, and I have sun cream in my right eye. The pain is unbelievable.
Oh, I see a sign for Wicksteed Park. It says almost there, 500 metres.
But that's for the cars. We're going to turn left immediately. Are we? Or is that gate locked?
Uh-oh. It looks a bit locked. Yeah, it does look a bit locked.
Very annoying.
Right.
So first impressions, Laura?
Pretty shit so far, because it's just been a locked gate, quite a noisy road. I like the river. It's got those lily pads on, a bit like Monet's garden. You know that one?
I think that's the first time ever Kettering and Monet ever featured in the same sentence, apart from someone with a speech impediment saying, "Give me all your Monet."
Your Monet or your life?
Yeah, so we're going to go the back entrance now. past the holiday cottages, which used to be the Scoust Hut.
The Scoust Hut. That's where they keep all the Liverpudlians in Kettering. You have to go and live in the Scoust Hut.
Where I went to Scouts.
Now this looks like another locked gate.
We're going up here.
Oh, okay. We're going up. So yeah, there's a fancy gate which is going to, it looks a bit like the Davy Crockett Ranch at Disneyland Paris, if you've ever been. But prob's fancy.
What a lovely reference. I've never been, but I liked it.
Okay, so we're in the park now. This is my sort of first impressions of Whitstead Park. Will's just told me a story about standing under a tree while a friend weed on him.
I wasn't aware of it. It wasn't a thing we were into as teenagers.
No. It's quite nice, though. It's very leafy. It's chill. I can hear birds. You really can't hear the road, and we've not come far off it. And I've got what looks like the beginnings of a lake up ahead.
Yes.
So that's nice. So was this like you? This was your stomping ground as a teenager?
Yeah, so this is like where we are now, with maybe a 25-minute walk from where my parents live. Obviously, we're here because James Acaster has said we should come. But yes. I used to come here a lot as a child, because of the Scouts. But the nice thing about Whitstead Park is it was opened by an industrialist called Charles Whitstead in the Victorian time. But when he died, he left the park to the inhabitants of Kettering.
Mm.
So which is why there are bits that you have to pay for. Like, for example, the car park, it costs.
Yeah.
Some of the rides cost. But there will always be free things to do. He's one of those not as well known as your Cadburys or your Saltaire guys.
You're obsessed with Cadburys.
They're just cool guys. Here it is, one of the oldest working rides in the world.
Oh, this is a ride?
Yeah, so it's
is
a...
it?
Yeah.
So oh, I see.
It's maybe, 20 steps up. You sit
okay,
in.
So we're looking at what looks to me like a guard tower on a military barracks, which is where you'd get sniped from. But then, yeah, there is a ramp coming out of the side of it. And that's a ride, is it?
Yeah, so you sit in what is essentially a skip with seats. You go down a ramp for about 6 metres, do a little splash, and then a rope pulls you back up. £2 a go.
Is this still... No.
It still works, yeah?
Right. It doesn't look like it's operational today. Oh, we're going past the Peacock Cafe right now. In fact, I think I can hear it. No, that's not a peacock, that's a goose.
There are geese too, see? So much going on.
Hey, I'm having a lovely time. I can see boats, there's a duck on a path.
A couple of swans.
Oh, not a big fan of swans. Do you know what? Once, I think it was with Tom, I got really confused about swans. And I asked a question that I will regret for the rest of my life, because he loves taking the piss out of me for it. But I asked him if swans could fly, because they just look too big to fly.
They can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Okay, cool. You weren't as sure as... Yeah.
Well, I think if you'd asked me maybe 5 minutes ago, can swans fly, I'd have said 100% yes. But then you've gone, I asked Tom this and didn't give me the answer. I just had to panic and not trust myself. They're big swans. They're always a lot bigger than you think they're going
to be. They are big. And you don't see them fly very often.
No, but what you can see, if you look there, is an old bench in the lake.
Oh, yeah. It's not the cleanest looking lake.
No, but I think that's because of... Sort of like, you know how the Thames is dirty because it's constantly being churned up?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the opposite of that.
So you're just saying that whatever happens to water, it's dirty?
To this daughter, yeah.
Daughter? He's got a dirty daughter, Daddy. Can we go this way? So we're now at a little, what's it called, a signpost. And I'd like to go left to the lakeside walk, the campsite, the toilets, the rides, the beaches. Beaches?
Yeah. See, it's a good Midler. Place. It's a good place. What a reference. I mean, at least go Leonardo DiCaprio, being as it is a 50 years older, younger film.
Yeah, but that's called The Beach, whereas that said beaches.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Fine.
Fine.
So give me your thoughts then, because I can't experience this in the way that...
Are we allowed on the ferry? That doesn't look like it's a ferry today. So my first thoughts are, so far I'm confused, because there seems to be a lot here, but it's very hard to tell whether it's derelict or...
Oh my God.
Or COVID restrained or open.
I've never heard a better description of Kettering. There's a lot here. Is it derelict?
Like, I feel happy and it's nice, but like this could be over in half an hour, or we could suddenly stumble across things to do for another day and a half.
Yeah. I think what we'll definitely try and do is hope, because the problem we've got, peek behind the curtain, the website made it very clear that everything was open, yet everything we've seen has been shut.
Yeah.
Little sandpit there. One of the beaches there.
Jesus, that's a lot of geese. There's a lot of geese here. They should call it Goose Park.
I don't think Mr. Wicksteed would like that. But do you know what? He's dead.
A pontoon. There's another little signpost. The beaches are to the left. We've just seen the beach.
Should we continue on the lakeside walk?
Yeah, let's keep going around the lake. Oh, I can see another ride up there in the trees. It's kind of like if you went to Kew Gardens and just dug everything up.
Do you know what I'm not a fan of? All the signs mentioning dogs have called them doggies.
Yeah, that's horrible, isn't it? So now we're at
the Model Boat Lake.
Ooh, cute. To be fair, like, you know, this is a lot better than the local parks in Taunton, where I grew up. But then we were in the middle of the countryside, so you don't really need parks to be that phenomenal.
Sure. What is quite nice, because I know what's coming, I'm quite happy that your expectations and deliveries are quite low. Because the minute we've just walked around a field of some lake, and you're thinking, I've come to Kettering for this.
Yeah.
But I know what is coming.
I've been promised rides. I'm excited for rides.
There's a roller coaster right there.
Yes. Again, is it derelict? It's hard to tell. Okay, so we're just crossing the field and we are heading for
lovely
the thrill
field,
zone.
Lovely
it is
field.
A lovely field, to be fair, well mowed. And the thrill zone is laid out in front of us. This looks, you know, you can see the height of a roller coaster. You can see some sort of spinny, roundy
Formula 3000 go-kart.
Flags flying in the breeze, a dinosaur valley. It is basically our last hope for something that is as open as we were assured everything was going to be.
But this here is my favourite bit of the whole thing. It is a padlock gate to the entrance to the thrill zone.
Oh, bloody hell. I feel bad for Wicksteed Park that this is going to be such a bad advertisement for them, but I don't understand why they told us everything was open.
That's the issue, isn't it?
They must be wildly misunderstanding what it is about coming here that people like, I think.
Though maybe, I mean, in their defence, this park...
It's a lovely park.
...is open.
Yes.
We walked right into it. Without a care in the world.
Yeah. All right, so just to save you a lot of audio in this episode of Will and I walking to closed things and then being closed.
And also walking round things that aren't closed, like the great outdoors.
Yes, just to save that, we've found somewhere relatively quiet and we're going to have a look at some TripAdvisor reviews. I found some nice ones, some 5 stars. I thought I'd start with the happy stuff because, you know, why not cheer ourselves up?
So just before we get into the reviews, there are almost 1,600 TripAdvisor reviews of Wicksteed Park on TripAdvisor, and it was an average of 4. According to TripAdvisor, there are 114 things to do in Kettering, which I would argue, and this is ranked number 3.
All right, fun. So yes, one lady here has had a great day. She says it's a fabulous day out with boys aged 7 and 4. We didn't bring any of those with us, so that might be why that's why we're not allowed on things.
Also, we can't just turn up with kids we don't know.
Loads of green space for picnics, food and drink are prices expected at any tourist attraction. The good thing about Wicksteed is your car is always nearby to go back to your car and have your own picnic. The ride operators are polite, especially the lady on the Land Rovers. There are Land Rovers here?
Now, I don't recall the Land Rovers, either from seeing them or from the past.
I think this lady might have just stolen some Land Rovers.
Just met a woman who had a car, it was quite nice.
And then there's another 5-star one that just says, the only issue is wasps. Well, listen, love, you're in the outdoors. There's no way a park can stop wasps getting in. 3 stars. I've included this one because this one made me laugh quite a lot. After paying £70 for 2 adults and 2 children to visit the park in 2 separate cars, we then had to pay £12 extra to park on site. Thrice exclamation. If staying more than 3 hours, it is £6 per car. Well, who is going to stay for less than 3 when spending all of that money? Wicksteeds were set up for children to enjoy for free. Not fair. Really makes it sound like she's made her kids pay for the parking there.
Also, I've owned a few cars. I've seen thousands of cars. You can fit 2 adults and 2 kids in a car.
You'd have thought, wouldn't you? You'd have thought. So those poor kids, they had to stay there for 3 hours, 1 minute, to make the £12 that they'd spent worth it.
It also very much makes me laugh that she's not done a good sentence there. So it sounds like she's annoyed that Wicksteeds was set up to children to enjoy for free. And that isn't fair. That's not fair. It's the kind of thing you'd say.
Sounded like a classic Laurel X. A 2-star that has annoyed me more than most 2 stars have ever annoyed me. I know they've had a hard time during the pandemic, but £2.50 for 1 scoop of ice cream.
Oh, is this the review?
Really?
So, I thought you were saying, look, I know they've had a bad time, but check this out.
No, this is. I mean, I don't know. I assume that this is a man, but that maybe I'm being an arsehole there. Served by 1 lackadaisical, and then in inverted commas, youth, YOOF.
Classic. Ugh. Thanks, Ben Elton.
While 2 more swan around in the background. Why did you want 3 people to serve your ice cream, you prick? And 1 has to be summoned to take payment. No wonder the queue was so long. Get them all working and Wicksteed may more than double its income here.
The fact that they said youth is like, oh, right, I know who you are. I know how you vote.
A brilliant 2-star here, where I don't think they're actually mad about a visit to the park. So this review really needs to be on, like, email advisor or something, because I don't think they've had a trip here. It says, I love this park and try to visit every year, but was disappointed by a very abrupt response to a query about Tesco club card rewards. No explanation, no thanks for the interest, just 2 words. Unfortunately not. This kind of attitude wears down goodwill, sadly.
What?
They wanted a longer email in response. It sounds like they've asked a question that has a yes or no answer. Somebody said no, and they wanted it to be, a dear sir or madam, thank you for your correspondence. 2 stars. 2 stars. Get in the bin, Wicksteed Park.
I've got some 1 stars.
Okay, yes, I'm excited.
Now, I love a 1-star, just because I genuinely think that everyone who writes a 1-star is the worst person on earth. So, I won't give the person's name, I won't dox someone, but their username on TripAdvisor is just clearly their name and then 1947, which is definitely the year they were born.
Okay.
Because their review is, all I can say about the night... Oh, this is for the Christmas party.
Ooh.
All I can say about the night is that the food is okay. Dinner was 25 minutes late being served. Too much time between meal courses being served. The music, if that's what you could call it, I personally would call it 1 very, very, very loud noise. Only catering for 1 age group. All in all, not impressed. And that is from A Man, 1947.
Oh, I personally would call it 1, what is it, very, very loud noise.
What? No, 3 verys. Very, very, very. Loud noise.
Just honk.
Yeah, I imagine the words he's looking for is pop music.
Yes. Okay.
And because he's 74, he doesn't like it.
I mean, to be fair though, if I was leaving a TripAdvisor review right now, mine might come across like this, because I'd be like, listen, we've come to your park and nothing's open, like you said. Disgusted of Tunbridge Wells. So we're back in the car. We're sort of vaguely thinking we'll come back to Wicksteed Park when it's open again.
I'm too annoyed at this.
Will is quite annoyed. Full disclosure, we're in a drive-thru of McDonald's because we need to get Will. Oh, I'm definitely getting McFlurry. I've just noticed those. Yes, please. We need to cheer Will up. So we're going to come back. I am on the Wicksteed Park website to find out when everything is properly opening. Ride opening dates. Will, did you check this website before you?
Yes, they said that they were opening. They're opening like the end of March, they said. End of April, maybe. But now, definitely. And I spoke to a guy.
It says ride opening dates. Our rides are open every weekend and school bank holidays. And then it says woohoo.
Oh, right.
Meaning that us coming.
So when he said the rides would be open today,
he meant.
In this time.
Within the times when they're fucking open.
Oh, have I?
You have.
Am I the bad guy?
You fucking idiot!
Lake was nice.
Now we can't even be mad at Wicksteed Park because it was you. You dickhead. You full dickhead.
Full dickhead.
You are full dickhead. So basically we don't need to wait 6 weeks to come back. We just need to come in 3 days' time when the website clearly states that everything's open.
You busy on Saturday?
No. We'll see you Saturday. Well, dudes, we are back. It's a month later. Will and I have headed up the motorway and back to Wicksteed Park. So help me God, Will, if it's not open today, I'm going to murderise you.
Now, here's the thing. Number one, the website says it's open in this date range, like it did last time. It also said it's open on Saturdays, which this time it is. So it's either my fault or the internet.
Yes. First up, the animal enclosure. So it's all very nicely made out of timber. Wiki's Play Factory. You all right? That sounds good.
Wiki, of course, Wicksteed.
We're going to look at some meerkats.
Yes, I love meerkats. Okay, there's a meerkat manor just to our left. Very cutely done.
Can we come in the meerkats?
Yes, we can. Have you got tickets or
wristbands? No. Where do you have your tickets or wristbands for?
The pink shed, just next door.
Great.
I'll see you in a few seconds.
Right, we're back. We've got wristbands and I'm ecstatic. Why am I ecstatic, Will?
In this park, it is cheaper to be an adult.
Because it's not for us.
Well done, everyone.
So instead of making it cheaper for the kids that everything is for, it's more... It's genius and I love it. I'm so happy.
Let's go see some meerkats.
I've already heard a dad saying to a kid, how do you feel about this phrase? Not if you keep asking.
Yeah, it's in the same school of thought as stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about.
I know, it annoys me so much because as a kid you're like, but if I hadn't asked, it wouldn't have occurred to you to just give me everything my heart desires. Hello. So, frickin' let me have it.
So as you come in, inside voices please, don't want to scare the meerkats. And just no tapping or kicking on the glass.
Okay.
See if you can spot all five.
Five little meerkats. Okay, so we've gone through a little wooden door into a sort of faux building. And now, yeah, there's just meerkats all over the place in here. They're behind a glass thing. You're not loose in with the meerkats, I guess. Meerkats are vicious.
I think they're more want to be left alone. All right, let's try and count five. I've got one here.
There's one over there just having a little laze in the shade. Two.
You know what we're saying about...
Three sitting on a rock.
No.
Four over there. Don't get distracted mid-counting, Will. Five. The fifth one's doing a dig in. Oh my God, I love the pose that this one is sitting
don't worry,
in.
That got me instant.
This is already 10 times better than the last time we were here, Will.
So it's nice and interesting as well. There are five meerkats in here. This is definitely more space than five meerkats would be safe in the wild. Already. Do you know what I mean? Like, because
five meerkats would hang out tighter together in the wild.
Yeah, look at this one.
I love this one's just sitting down on its bum. I think, is that a girl one? That looks like a vagina.
And they also look like balls. The labia majora look like balls.
Do they? I don't think they do. It's got a little sandy nose. Oh, they just made me think about my little Mackie dog. It's the eye markings.
Laura's dog is currently with my mum, who is, in her own words, nervous of dogs.
But Will didn't tell me this when I said, hey, Will, we're going to Wicksteed Park and I've got Mackie with me. Do you think your parents would mind having her? And he's like, they'd love to. And then I get there and Janet's crying.
Janet wasn't crying.
Right, we're going back out through the little door now. That was lovely. We're now going to Woolloomooloo Aviary. Can you explain Woolloomooloo?
Yeah, it's W, two O's, two L's, two O's, and M, two O's, and L, and two O's. Woolloomooloo.
My brain couldn't keep up quick enough. I'm going to have to listen back to that to see if you did spell that right. Okay, so in through gate number one. We're in the holding area. I'm a bit nervous of birds. I'm a bit of a Janet Duggan when it comes to birds.
I love
birds. Oh my God, they're right in this bit with us. I thought they'd be separated by a thing.
No, a couple of parrots.
Oh, look at this little cutie on the floor. So there's a couple of parrots. There's a grey one with a red tail. There's like what I would call a proper pirate parrot, like a red
like a
and green one.
Blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow one. And then there's a smaller one that's green and red. And then on the floor are ones that look kind of chaffinchy, real tiny, sparrow-sized, all eating out of a little bowl of fruit, kiwi fruit and blueberries and mixed seeds and scrabbling about in the dirt. Oh, they're very cute.
It's nice that they've so it's like different segments to the aviary with hanging ropes. I imagine the birds find those too heavy to go through, so they're in their own. Again, a lot of space for the animals.
Yeah, I think it just freaked them out. They wouldn't want to, would they? Okay, so we're heading through into the next bit now. I'm getting Kew Garden vibes off this.
Oof.
Oh, there's a little floor bird. I don't know what kind of bird it is.
Oh, the famous floor bird.
It's a little brown ball of bird. There's lots of floor birds. Oh, hang on, there's a thing that explains what they might be.
Are they Burke's parrots?
They might be. They look, although they look kind of small and chubbier than that.
No, baby. Or baby ball.
Yeah, they could be. Those are diamond doves up there.
And there's a...
They call them the diamond doves.
Laura?
Yes, Will.
I just heard this guy say hello.
Did you? Does this guy talk?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So he just me.
It doesn't want to talk to Will. Hello. There's another floor bird. Will just nearly trod on one of the floor birds. Oh, look, that floor bird's there in a little nest type thing.
Did you ever do the thing where you put your feet in and the fish would eat your feet?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Did you kill him?
Don't think so.
Oh, I did.
What, just from the power of your gross feet?
And I crushed it by accident with my foot down.
Oh, Will. I tell you what, mate, I've got a back sweat on like you wouldn't believe.
Is that recorded?
Yep.
Great.
I think there's a zebra finch that we just took a picture of in the tree.
Yeah, they are, definitely.
I said they were a bit finchy, didn't I?
Yeah.
You're not even trying to be very impressed with me today.
I'm always...
Look at these floor birds. Now they're digging holes. What are the floor birds?
They're the Burke's parrots, definitely.
Are they? That doesn't look anything like a parrot.
But maybe it's...
Is that why they're Burke's parrots?
Like, yeah, not
a
like
a
like parrot.
Thing that they were parrot.
Losers ravens.
Oh, I love that. So they're digging out the cooler soil, I guess, to lie in.
Shall we go and see some nice rides?
I'm looking at the current birds,
no,
Will.
No, you've seen 8 of these birds.
And I still want to look at them. Why are you in such a rush?
I want to take on a roller coaster.
Yeah, but why? I want to look at the birds for a second.
Okay.
Oh, Will is pulling us round this place. We're leaving the aviary already. Will's got a beetle up his bum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We're just walking past where the sunken garden is, and just above that on the flat bit in front of the sort of train station part, they're setting up for a wedding. How lovely, and what a beautiful day. And it's so quiet, like, I think this would be a lovely spot for a wedding.
Yeah, my only issue with it would be the time of year when it's nice to have a wedding is time of year when a lot of the noise you'll hear is screaming kids.
Yeah, but you're so happy that you'd be like, oh, and everybody's enjoying the day.
So there's the train. We'll probably go on the train.
Wicksteed Park Rail, I think that's what it's...
So what I think the best thing for us to do, Laura, is go down to the watery bits.
Yep.
And then do the train.
Okay.
And then do the theme parky bits.
Okay. Are we going to get wet in the watery bit?
Well, Laura... That is one of the risks that one takes when hanging out with old Willy.
Okay. What's changed in your life since last we were here, Will?
The last bastion of hope has been battered from my eyes by a continual week. You?
And you moved to Brighton.
I live in Brighton now. And it's lovely. Still not been to the sea.
What?
I've been down because
this is the thing that happens when you move to Brighton. When you say you live in Brighton, people bang on all the time about, oh, you must be so nice having the beach. And you're like, yeah, I never go there. It's really uncomfortable and gritty. And now you live here, you know what it's like. You'll never go. We've crossed the park. We're at the boating lake. The boats are here. The lake is here. A little hut to buy tickets to go on the boats is here. The bridge is here. The sun is here.
The boat is here.
No one is here to let you get on the boats, though.
See, this is one of those scenarios where I just don't know. There's a queue for the ferry boat and a queue for the rowing boat.
Is there? Where?
Yeah, so this is the ferry boat queue.
Oh, you mean there's a space for the queue? There isn't a queue of people.
Oh, there's no people. No.
Because it's very shut. There's loads of stuff in the booth where the tickets should be. I think we've been sold a long con here. There's no such thing as Boat Lake City for old double Dugs and double L.
At this time in the real world, when I am currently editing the interviews, when you first wanted to call me double Dugs, and I say no.
But it's such a good nickname. You're double Dugs, and I'm double LX.
Nice. I like that. I like double LX.
What's wrong with double Dugs? Double you Duggan? Double
no,
Dugs?
No, I get it, mate.
Why don't you like it then?
Then you wouldn't be double LX.
But I've got a double L and
no,
a double X.
You'd be lax.
No, because I've got a double L and a double X. Alright, you be double G's.
Nice.
Do you want to be double G's?
No, I need to go to the gym.
This is the one you told me was the oldest ride in the middle of the world.
It's like, it's one of the first ever water slides, and it's possibly the oldest continually running water slide.
But it's not continually running because it wasn't running last time we were here.
It's a pandemic on, pal.
Well, then you can't say continually running. Yeah, you can't be like, we never shut except for the war.
Yes, you can. Places do. Like, Newton. Cambridge has been opened since, like, 1200, but it was shut for a bit when Newton was a student because of the plague.
Well, then they can't use the slogan longest running university.
That man there, Will Pastor, you heard me, said you can't do anything these days about health safety getting involved. And to be fair, he's right, and that's good.
Yeah, that's why you're alive, you dickhead. Side note before we get on, some of the worst toilets in National Treasure's history.
Oh, yeah, tell me everything.
Every single lock missing, almost as if they've been taken off because we're not trusted with them.
I don't trust the lock.
So it's one of those wheeze where you have to keep continually pushing the door shut and hoping nobody sort of bursts in, so you've got to launch across.
Desperate to look at you doing a little piddle.
What?
Desperate to look at you doing a little piddle.
Well, not look at me do it, but like try and use the piddle throne that I'm currently on.
Oh, I get it, babe.
Do Just saying, anyway. Beeston was much nicer. We just watched it happen, and it looks bad, but I'm excited. I think the adrenaline will still be there.
Laura, it's over 100. You are a negative Nelly.
This is not a negative Nelly. Well, I just said the adrenaline will be there.
This is the 11-11 of rides.
It's a little Patreon-only joke there. If you're not on the Patreon, jump on the Patreon.
And enjoy that joke.
Right, the boat's coming back up. It's been pulled up by the little wet rope. The boat itself doesn't look too wet, so I feel like we'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Just leave it on. Right, here we go.
Climbing in the boat. All right.
Okay, guys. If you need to, you can hold on to the silver bar underneath.
Thank you. Here we go. Hands in the air. Oh my god. Okay, yeah. Right. Oh no! Oh no! I enjoyed that a lot more than I thought I was going to. Yes. Alright, yeah, actually I had a great time. Well done 100 years ago. You had a good idea.
Basically, the ride's no longer, it's no longer how long, how fast, just let's make it go really fast down this hill towards some water. That'll
yeah.
Do. End game.
I love that there's just, so the boat sort of goes down into the water and then it stops because it's on a rope. But just at the end of where the rails for the boat are, there's just some ducks just like not caring at all that there's a boat hurtling towards them. I got a delightfully light mist of water as well, which I enjoyed. It's a hot day. Oh my God, that water does not smell good. Oh, we stanky now. 100% enjoyed that.
1% for every year old it is.
So what, I've paid £17 to come in. I'd say the meerkats, they were worth £1.50. That was easily worth £2.
Yeah.
£3.50 I've spent now.
What, the birds?
Oh, the birds, yeah, 50p.
Yeah.
Done.
Great.
I just saw a woman in a lovely summer dress, fully just wearing heels.
Yeah.
Do people get dressed up to come here?
I mean, look around you.
Yeah, all right. Oh, it's noisy in this area. Right, I can see a log going up a slide. I want to go on that. Rocky River Mining Company. All right, there's a child killing it at the lobster pots on our left. There's a small ride for children, which is about being a honeybee.
Where do you want to go first, mate?
Dinosaur Valley, obviously.
Dinosaur Valley is the roller coaster that some, and by some I mean me, have said rivals Oblivion.
I'm excited. It's green. It's metal. Do you like a roller coaster?
I absolutely love a roller coaster.
Do you do you get scared?
I don't get scared. I just get sexually aroused.
All right, we're joining this queue. We have to be above 1.2 metres to ride, which thankfully I just about am.
Yeah, because you're in heels.
I'm not in heels. I'd like to confirm. I'm not in heels. Will's borrowed them.
I'd look good in heels.
You would. You've got good calves. All right, let's join this bad boy. Oh, it's piped in dinosaur noises. I thought it was like the sound of the ride collapsing.
Oh, it wasn't, it needed oiling.
Did you hear that though? It's sort of, it does sound.
I can't
believe. There's a little boy in the queue ahead of us that needs to wee so badly.
I hope he's not the same one as us.
He hasn't told anyone. This child is definitely going to wet itself. He's holding his dick in a manner that I have to assume hurts.
As the owner of one, can confirm that would hurt.
He's trying to frighten a wee back in. Oh my god, how is no one taking this child to a toilet?
Gonna piss himself on the ride.
He's absolutely gonna wet himself on the ride.
He's dancing, he's jiggling.
He looks like Jordan Pickford warming up.
No problem. He just said to his friend, I'm doing this ride that I'm going, and I think there's a chance he can do it on this ride.
Oh my god, he just hit himself on the end of the dick.
I've done that, driving in like traffic.
driving and being like, it's just not happening, this. It's the end of days for me.
Have you ever wet yourself in the car?
Been fucking close.
You'll be on the next one.
Okay. Oh, no, that noise. We've now been left in custody of a child whose entire family got on the ride before us, but left him here.
I mean, and there we have Kettering.
I love it here. It's like... it's like the Wild West.
Yeah, and weirdly, I'd say we'll last about as long as the Wild West, which I mean, is imminently collapsing.
What's disconcerting about this ride is I'm watching a lot of people get on, and then the car comes back empty, but I haven't seen where people get off. Hiya. The front seat's free. I want to go out the front. Come on, mate. Don't be a loser. All right, we got the front. I don't suppose we're going upside down, are we? My bag will be all right.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's not sitting down yet.
Sit back, watch your head. The arms are
going to
come down. All right. One, two, three.
Oh, wow.
Just watch your hat, don't fly off, all right.
That was aimed at William, who's wearing a little blue hat.
William is bald and needs to have a little bald head.
Nobody's mad at Will for wearing a hat. All right. I love the staff here. They're so lovely. Here we go. Okay, we're going up. It's your classic beginning. Up a very steep bit. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, what a lovely view. Oh, there's the lake. Uh-oh, there's a drop. William! William, no, 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 no! Yes, no! No! And another one! Mind your head! Ow! Ooh! Oh! Oh! Ow! Ooh! Ow! There is almost zero chance that child made it round without wetting itself.
Laura has had the air of someone who's like, yeah, it's fine, but it's a little bit whatever. The second that started, God, I hope it picked that up, because that was fantastic. Oh, no, 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 no.
I get quite into roller coasters. I really like them.
Right, we are in the car exiting Wicksteed Park. Laura, please give me your thoughts on the day, or days.
Today, I feel like, oh bloody hell, that was expensive for what we did. But I can't hold it in my head that actually we got to do all of the other day as well as today. And that was sort of all for the same price, you know.
Yeah.
Paying for a bit of upkeep and you get to go on some rides. The rides I went on, I had a great time on. I don't know, like, I think I would have a good time here if I lived locally and I came with some mates and we had a picnic and got a bit giddy in the park and then went on one ride for a laugh.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd come here with just one friend again for a day out.
What if that friend was me?
Well, I'd go anywhere with you, Will. I've staked my career on it now.
Great. Great. Love it. Me too.
Oh, do you know what I mean?
I've fallen off those monkey bars many times. Yeah, I know what you mean. We got the wristband, which is unlimited rides.
Yeah.
And it's like it's £2.50 a ticket. Most rides are between one and two tickets.
Yeah.
So we've probably used £17 worth of tickets.
Yeah.
If we arrived at 9 o'clock, like you say, bought a picnic, did the nice walk around the lake, then did some rides, then had some lunch and did some more rides, then played, you know, for a full day out, I think it's reasonable, but it is, it's a family place, isn't it, rather?
Yeah.
You and I would go to, you know, Alton Towers, Thorpe Park, Drayton Manor Park,
and while
Chessington,
that is three
well, not finished
times
yet.
The price, there's 10 times the rides.
Yeah.
You're finished now,
oh,
bitch.
The bird scooters are in Kettering.
So that's it, there we go. Shall we hand over to James to have a chat about...
Let's go and find out why James loves it.
Okay, bye everyone.
So, after a brilliant day at Wicksteed Park, we are now joined by our patron of Wicksteed Park. It's only really James Acaster. Hi, James.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you. I'm glad you had such a brilliant day, second time lucky, at Wicksteed Park.
I did enjoy the first part because I think the lake was my favourite bit.
Yes.
It was really lovely, but yeah, it would have been nice not to do the drive twice, wouldn't it, Will?
Yeah, we live really far away from Kettering nowadays, so it was...
you do, don't you? When Charles Wicksteed launched the lake, because they dug it in Wicksteed Park, filled it up, and then in order to celebrate that, Charles Wicksteed walked into the lake. He was wearing a hat, and he was carried on walking until just his hat was floating on top, and then he walked out the other end as well.
Really?
So the story goes.
Is that true?
Yeah. That is true.
Would you tie your hat onto your ears with, like, string so the hat kept walking with you as you went along the lake?
Oh, I don't think the hat caught up with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He just went... Because it's not deep at all, is it, the lake?
He came out the other side, but the hat was floating in the lake still. But I would like that if it just went along like a shark.
just onto wires.
Grabbing onto a brim. So, obviously, I know Wicksteed Park, James. Like you, I'm from Kettering, but Laura hadn't been... We loved it. So we just thought we'd ask you a few questions about why you love Wicksteed Park.
Yeah,
I love Will. Why do you do intros to everything we're going to do? Why don't you just start doing it?
I did. James, why do you love Wicksteed Park? That was it. The end of that sentence was the fucking question, Laura.
Yeah. Good team. Why do I love it? I guess you can relate to this, Will, but I don't know. Where did you grow up, Laura?
Somerset.
Fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very different to Kettering, though, I think.
Yeah, so we grew up in a place that I think is more fun than it thinks it is, but definitely the kind of motto is that it's a dump and it's not good and Kettering's not good and everyone walking around saying that all the time. And actually, there were a lot of good things around there. And Wicksteed Park, I always just thought, guys, we've got a roller coaster. I don't see why we're acting like we live in a shithole. Like, we could go on a roller coaster most months of the year. I think that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So, you know, it's and there's a nice park there. It genuinely is nice to walk around. Nicer than Alton Towers is to walk around. I'll tell you that much.
Mm. It is, to be fair.
Alton Towers feels proper dismal. Have you been there lately?
Not for a long time.
Dismal. I took someone there who hadn't been there and I was like excited to go. And I was like, this is bleak. This is not actually as fun as I remember it being.
When we were kids as well, James, at Wicksteed Park, there was the pirate ship. And I've never found a ride in my life that I enjoy as much as that pirate ship.
I can still, every time someone mentions the pirate ship, I can taste how my mouth felt when I was on it. Because I was on it and I genuinely thought I was going to tumble out of that pirate ship. It went so high up that I thought I'm going to fucking die. And there was that kind of padded, bar that comes down and goes over your waist. And I was biting into that padded bar because I was so scared. And I can still taste that, what that tasted like, the kind of I don't know, that whatever foam that is. Oh man, I was so scared. I felt so ill on that pirate ship. But rest in peace, it's not there anymore, is it? Something else which I don't think is there anymore, which was brilliant, was and I don't even know what it was called.
Can I guess?
But yes, I know you'll guess it. Yeah, go on.
Spinny round, you stick to the wall, the floor goes away.
Yeah.
The greatest.
Yeah, whatever it was, I remember getting very excited once when on a BBC science show, Otis, the guy who used to host stuff, not Otis the Aardvark, but a guy called Otis, went to Wicksteed Park to demonstrate something scientific and went on that thing that it was like a drum and you all stood it with your backs to the wall and the more it span, the more you just was stuck to the wall and then the floor would come away and you'd be like, holy shit, this is mad. and you feel really sick, but it was incredible.
The pirate ship and that one were the best. They were just the best.
Yeah, really.
So how often would you go to Wicksteed Park as a kid?
Well, in terms of like going and doing all the stuff, quite rarely, because it was a treat. But like, in terms of just going and hanging out, pretty regularly, like, because you'd go with your mates and like hang out at the park or like walk around it or whatever. You know, go and look at the birds and stuff. But like, yeah, in terms of actually going on the rides, once, maybe twice a year if I was a good boy. But like, yeah.
Because the park's like a good size, isn't it? Like you could, if the mood took you, you could kick a ball or throw a ball or sit near a ball. Yes. Like there's the space.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's nice about it. Charles Wickstead was very passionate about everyone being able to go and use the park. It wasn't like you don't have to pay to get in there. And you can go and just do whatever you like, you know, aside from the rides. And so, like, being able to, like, have a game of cricket with your mates, have a game of football, whatever. He's very passionate that people would be able to do that. And that it wasn't just, like, an exclusive kind of thing or just for the rich people.
Yeah.
And he left it to the people of Kettering in his will as well.
He did. Yeah, he left it to the people of Kettering in his will.
Oh, you guys love Charles Wicks. I wish my village of Norton Fitzwarren had a philanthropist.
When but he came to Kettering, he was travelling through Kettering for the first time, or arriving in Kettering for the first time, and he stopped to let his horse drink some water. And this person who owned this land nearby came out and had a go at him and being like, "What are you doing here? What, you don't like, know who you are?" And really suspicious and being like, "Get off our land," and all this. And so Charles Wickstead had to like move on. And then within a year, Charles Wickstead had bought that man's land, and that is the land that Wickstead Park is on.
So it's a spite park.
Yeah, it's a spite park. And that really sums up Kettering.
They really don't mention that when they're teaching about the great industrialist Charles Wickstead. And at the end of it, he went home and thought, "I will take you down. I will take you down, Quaker Meeting House," or whoever.
Yeah, absolutely. He got him.
What is your favourite ride there, James?
Difficult now, because like I'd say my favorite thing to do there is go and see the meerkats now, because I find it so mind-blowing that there are meerkats in Kettering, that we have meerkats now in Kettering is mad. So
going
like
up in the world.
Yeah, that is my favorite thing to do when I'm there. I think I don't think this is there anymore, but the water, the one that splashes into the water, and it's like a massive, it's like almost like a group log flume where you all
sit. Yeah, the skip.
Is that still there, the skip?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably my favourite, actually.
We went on it, and while we were queuing, Laura was being like, "Well, it's just a skip on a rope." Yep. And when she got in it, she's like, "Ha, ha, 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 ha."
Yeah, yeah. It's really fun, because log flumes, normally, you and a couple of other people in single file, and you go down and get splashed a bit, and that's very nice. But that big skip, you're all there as a group. You're in it together, and then you get plunged into, and it's a massive splash because you're in a bigger, whatever, you know, what would you call it?
You displace more water due to Archimedean theory.
Yeah, that's what. That was what
He's
I was
a bloody
say.
Scientist that Will Duggan. If you could change one thing about Wickstead Park, and it doesn't have to be like going back to the way it was before, like you can do a whole new thing, what would you do to it?
I'd be very tempted to just like pick a ride from another park that I like, and put it, I've always thought that what I'd like to do is just like pick all the best theme park rides in the world and put them all in one big theme park and just move like Oblivion there. And there was this ride that I went on in Holland, in a theme park in Holland, that was basically like a half roller coaster, half toboggan, where like the half bobsled run, where you literally at times you were just going down with no, there was no track, and you were just going like a bobsled on this tunnel, and then it would reconnect onto the track again. And I loved that.
God.
That was a great roller coaster. I'd put that in Wickstead Park. So yeah,
you seem to really like the ones where there's genuine chance of death.
Yeah, well, you know, otherwise I'm just sitting there pretty chill, going, "Oh, this will definitely turn out okay."
You're like that. Like that Cole Porter song, like, "I get no kick from the teacups, flying high in oblivion, nothing, but I want to feel like I'm going to die in this metal skip."
I haven't heard that song, but I'll download it after this, and I'll listen to it all the time.
When's the last time you went to Wickstead?
Well, last time I went to Wickstead was earlier this year. I don't know what month it was. It was like maybe May. Perhaps May or June, Actually, I think June, and I went to film a music video there. So I was walking around Wixted Park all day, dressed as an alligator, and the alligator had a pink top hat on and a t-shirt that says Party Gator on it, and it's like a bright green, bright yellow alligator, bright pink top hat, and it's like a mascot's outfit. And I spent the whole day walking around Wixted, and I went on some of the rides, went on the chairs that are on the really long
like the big swings.
The big swings that spin around. I went in the meerkat enclosure and had the meerkats come up to me, just as the Party Gator. I did a lot of different stuff. I'm going again at the end of this month, just as the Party Gator, when there's people there. So I went when there was no people because of COVID, and now I'm going back when there's loads of people.
Did you have an alligator head on?
Yeah.
So you can't tell it's you in the
Can't pipe. Tell it's me. No one can tell it was me. I just walked around a lot, and I'll be doing that again.
What's the music video? Is it out? Can we watch it?
It's not out yet.
Of course it's not out. It isn't finished filming it.
It could be a follow-up.
It could be a sequel. Yeah,
it could
be
a really empty kind of like string version of a song and then a really pumped up synth version. I don't know.
That's a good idea. No, not out yet. We're gonna make it out of both days and put it together. But yeah, it's a great music project that I've been working on all lockdown. And who knows when it'll come out. I don't know.
What I love about this is that everybody has to go twice to Wixted Park to get a job done. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah, you can't do it in one go. Even if you're just going for fun, you can't have all the fun you can have from Wixted just in one go. You're going to have to go a second day. What's nice as well is that, yeah, so I wanted to go to Wixted Park from my work experience when I was in school, but I ticked the wrong box and ended up in the slide and swings factory where they make the stuff.
The Wixted factory.
Which was very heartbreaking because I didn't really enjoy that very much, if I'm honest. But my first ever job was at Wixted Park, though. So I did work there when I was 15, I think. And proper minimum wage, £3 an hour.
Thank you so much, James. A, for having a chat with us. B, for sending us. I'm going to ask you if there's anything you want to plug, but I'll be honest. Anyone who's listening to this knows who James Acaster is.
You never know. You never know, do you? They might not.
Imagine if you were a comedy podcast fan and you listened to this, but had never heard of Off Menu. I mean, fucking hell.
I'll be disappointed, actually. I would be disappointed to go and tell Ed. Oh, dear. But, you know, I'm pulling in the fans anywhere I can. You never know where they're going to be. And I think, you know, this could be just theme park fans listening to this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, those Kettering theme park fans who don't know who James Acaster is. He's James Acaster. You can just
go on my website. I'll tell you what you can do. Best thing you could do. Go on my website and buy my latest special called Lasagna Hate Myself 1999. That's what you could do. Yeah, it's a tenner for that show plus the bonus show. But that's 2 hours and 40. And it is the best thing I've ever done. So, you know, go and do that. And if I sell enough of them, it means I can make more in the future.
Very funny show. James, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Laura, thank you.
I hope you have loads of brilliant days out in the future. That'd be nice.
And there we have it. Episode 1, Series 2, done.
Yay, we're off. I'm so happy.
Thank you so much to you, Laura.
Thank you to you, Will. Thanks for a lovely day out.
Yeah. Thank you to James for sending us there.
Yeah, very. Thank you, James. Thank you for sending us there twice. Yes, accidentally. Well,
he sent us once. I'll take the blame for the two.
Yes. We hope you enjoyed the first episode of Series 2. We love making this and we're really glad that you're listening. So thank you very much. If you haven't liked and subscribed, please do that. Obviously, we've had a massive break between Series 1 and 2. So we need as much help as we can in getting this podcast back up and running. So if you can share it about, stick it on all your social medias and tag us in at Treasures Pod.
Yep, that's our Instagram and our Twitter. To email us, you can email nationaltreasurespodcast@gmail.com.
And you can find us on Patreon.
To Patreon. Well, I thought you did two things. I might do two things.
All right, do two things then. Don't spoil Laura, a nice day out now.
Laura, what's our Patreon?
It is patreon.com/nationaltreasures.
It is. We've also got the YouTube channel. So just search for National Treasures on YouTube and just be nice friends.
Yeah. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.